If you'll join me in the prayer of illumination. Holy Spirit, pour out upon us wisdom and understanding, that being taught by you in Holy Scripture, our hearts and minds may be opened to receive all that leads to life and holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today's scripture reading is Luke 13, 10 through 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Then the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And he said these things. All his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
From the very beginning, healing has been a part of the ministry of God's people. We have labored over the centuries to be a healing agent in the world, from founding hospitals and orphanages to all kinds of service-based ministries, even going back to, this all goes back to Jesus himself, who healed the broken and the sick, just like we saw him doing right here in this text that Kelly read. We know that Jesus also prepared and sent out his disciples to carry out healing in his name. We see the early church that were involved in healing ministry, and James chapter 5 calls for the elders of the church to come together to anoint the sick and to pray for them in faith that they might be healed. Y'all, we believe that healing is of God. This is the work of God. And sometimes we know that it can come through doctors and through medicine, and sometimes it comes in ways that we can't explain, through the mysterious touch of God's Spirit. Healing can come. Healing's not magic. We don't control outcomes when we pray for healing. But we know this, that God is with us in our suffering. And we know that God's deepest healing is reconciliation with Him, the healing of that relationship, and the experience of His presence in our lives in renewed ways. We know that God can restore our souls to peace. We know that God can bring balance to our minds, hope to our hearts, and wholeness and reconciliation in our relationships. God's love and God's grace are at work in the world for these outcomes. And that's why we gather today, to place ourselves in the presence of Christ and to invite His healing touch. So let's look at this story for a moment. It was a Sabbath day, and Jesus was teaching in a synagogue when a woman slipped into the room. She is noticeably bent over. Luke tells us that she's been bent over for 18 years. What might be ailing her? Well, there's a lot of things it could be. We don't know exactly what caused it, but maybe it was a disease like Dowager's hump. Or it may have been an injury like a herniated disc or spinal stenosis. Maybe it was the weight of life itself crushing down on her. Whatever's going on, she's bent. And being bent is not just a physical thing. You see, stress and grief, regret, shame, all of these things can bend us over too. We know that sometimes there are unseen internal circumstances that are working in our minds and our souls that cause a person to feel weighed down, like there's something burdening or crushing upon their spirit. You know, this stress and anxiety can come from carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. And how many women in our life do we know that feel that? You know, sometimes you can see it in someone's posture, in their face, in their spirit. A few weeks ago, I asked someone if they were okay. I noticed that they didn't look like their cheerful self. And they told me how grateful they were for noticing. And they shared with me a few things that was going on in their life that was creating anxiety for them. And I offered to pray. What has you bent over? What is weighing upon you? What burden are you carrying this morning? You know, this woman, when she comes in to the service that day, she doesn't seek Jesus out. She doesn't interrupt the service. She doesn't cause a commotion. She simply shows up, slips into the back pew, hoping maybe just to be present. But Jesus sees her. He notices, and he calls her forward, and he lays his hands upon her, and immediately we're told she is unbent. She stands up tall, and she begins to praise God. You know, as I was reflecting on her story, I was thinking about what it must have felt like for her. You know, I was trying to put myself in that story, in her shoes, and imagine what it must have felt like for her to be healed that day, to be noticed and seen and touched by Jesus in this miraculous way. I mean, all of a sudden, there is no more physical pain. Emotionally, there's no more shame or embarrassment. Spiritually, there's no more feelings of being forgotten. She's set free. She's unbent, and she is free to worship God that day. You know, how might she express that praise to God? I wonder if there were tears of joy streaming down her face. Did she kneel down in prayer on the floor? What about standing up tall and straight with her face towards heaven and her hands lifted high? Did she hug Jesus? Can you imagine what that must be like? What happened to her that day? We're told that some in the room rejoiced in her healing, but others got bent out of shape. That synagogue leader was more concerned about his rules and the administration of his synagogue than he was his people. He couldn't celebrate her healing because he was stuck in his own rigidity. Well, we don't do it that way around here, Jesus. Tell all these sick people to come back on another day. There are 6 other days during the week to be healed. Tell them to come back then. If I were to send away the sick among us today, how many of us would remain? Probably not many of us. We can be like that synagogue leader sometimes, can't we? We can get bent out of shape about things that don't really matter when Jesus is in the room. We can miss the miracle of God's grace that's right in front of us. But Jesus isn't okay with leaving people in bondage. This woman has been crippled. She's been bound up and shackled, burdened. And Jesus calls this woman a daughter of Abraham. You see, I wonder how many of the leaders in that community, in that synagogue that day, had been honored with titles and with awards and recognition and lauded as sons of Abraham. We have many sons of Abraham among us today. But Jesus points out this woman and says she is a daughter of Abraham. He restores her dignity, her worth, her place in the family of God. Friends, I believe that Jesus still sees what others refuse to see. We still know what other, or he still knows what others don't know. He knows the things that weigh upon our souls. And Jesus can still set people free. Today is not about remembering what Jesus did then, but it's about inviting what Jesus can do today, now. So I ask you, what has you bent? What burden weighs you down? Where do you need healing? In mind, body, spirit? In just a moment, we're going to enter into this time of extended prayer together. And I'll invite those who want to come forward to kneel at these altars and pray. Perhaps be anointed with oil. Jacob and I will be stationed on this side of the chancel, and we'll have oil and would be happy to pray with any of you that would like that today. We'll set aside this side of the chancel for those that just want to come and kneel in silent prayer. Maybe you want to pray for someone in your life that needs healing. Some of you may want to remain in your seats and pray, and that's okay. I just ask that you take out that prayer list that's in your bulletins and maybe pray for some of the names on that list. There's a lot of folks there, including the Charlie Kirk family that are grieving on this holy day. So many in need of prayer. And y'all, this isn't about putting on a show. It's not about that at all. It's about letting yourself be seen by Jesus. Just like that woman who slipped quietly into that synagogue. You don't have to have all the right words to pray. You don't have to have some big, giant-sized faith. You just need to have faith and come to Jesus. Just come to Him. Because I believe that when Jesus is in the room, that healing is possible. Freedom is possible. Unbending is possible. So you come today. Bring your burdens to the Lord. Bring your worries, your hopes, your sickness. Bring the things that no one else sees. Because Jesus sees you. Jesus invites you. He is the Lord of life. He is a redeemer, a rescuer, a healer, a restorer. He can set us free. So whatever God wants to do, let's just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So let us prepare to come. Dear friends, the scriptures tell us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. As your brother in Christ, I ask you now, are you at peace with God? Or is there anything in your life that causes you to feel separated from God and less than the full person that God calls you to be? My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us not to be anxious about our lives or about tomorrow. Are there anxieties that cause you to feel separated from the peace that God promises? I invite us to take a moment to make our honest confession to Christ, who hears our prayers and knows our hearts. So would you observe a moment of silent prayer? Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. This proves God's love toward us. So in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. I invite us to pray over the oil that we will be anointing with today. Let us pray. O God, you are the giver of health and salvation. We give thanks to you for the gift of this oil. And as your holy apostles anointed many who were sick and healed them, so God, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on this gift, that those who in faith and repentance receive this anointing may be made whole. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. I now invite us into a time of prayer. And Dawn is going to play in the background for us while we take these moments together in prayer. So again, if you would like to receive prayer, come on this side. Jacob and I would be happy to pray for you. If you would like to come on this side and pray in silence, or maybe you want to come and pray with someone that's sitting around you in the room, feel free to do that. Feel free to move about and pray for one another. Let this be a house of prayer this morning as we seek the Lord together. So come to Him. Almighty God, we pray that our brothers and sisters may be comforted in their suffering and made whole. Lord, when they are afraid, we ask that you would give them courage. When they feel weak, grant them your strength. When they are afflicted, Lord, afford them patience. For those that are lost, we pray that they would find your hope. When those that we lift up in prayer are alone, we pray that you would move us to their side. And Lord, for all of these prayers that we have lifted today, we thank you that you are faithful to hear them. And Lord, we trust that you will move in accordance to your will. And Lord, we trust that you can do all things. And nothing is impossible for you. And so today we come praying as you taught us to pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Before we close out our service, I would like to extend an offer to you guys, an invitation. You'll notice that up here on the stage and up on the altar table this morning, we have some of the prayer shawls that are created by our prayer shawl ministry on Wednesday nights. We have some of these available for you to come and pick up today and take to someone that may need it. So if there's someone that God has laid upon your heart today that you've been praying for, maybe you want to give them a tangible expression of those prayers in the form of a prayer shawl. And what I always say is, you know, it's a gift of the church to you to be a reminder that we are praying for you, and to be a reminder of the love of Jesus that is here for you. And so if you would like to pick one of those up, come see me down front after the service, and we will be happy to send one home with you to give to your loved one. So come at the end of the service for that. And now we're going to close out by reminding us of the power that binds us all in community, and that's the strength of prayer and the fellowship of Christ and his presence that binds our hearts together. So we're going to sing this hymn as our closing response this morning.
Receive now this benediction.
The Lord who heals all your iniquity, bless and keep you. The face of the Lord who heals all your afflictions, shine upon you and be gracious to you. The light of the countenance of the Lord who redeems your life, be lifted upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.